Dear fellow redeemed, for whom our Lord entered into death and for whose justification he was raised again from the dead, the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Lord is risen. Have you stopped ever to think how much more that means than just to say Jesus lives, which is true, or that Jesus is alive, which is also true? But there's more to it when we say the Lord is risen. The victory of Jesus over death was not just accomplished by his dying and going to heaven. He did that on Good Friday. And we can say truly, many of us, that our parents are alive in heaven. All of the saints are alive, still live in heaven. But that is not what we were just singing about when we were singing those words of Job. Job didn't just say, well, I'm going to die and go to heaven. He says, in my flesh I will see God, and my eyes will see him, and not another. We're singing about way more than just the immortality of the soul that goes to heaven when the body returns to the dust. We're singing about what is to us a mystery. Something that we can't fathom or understand on our own. Something we have to be told about. The mystery of what happens in a day we've never experienced. On that day when the trumpet call of the angels echoes across the whole earth. And all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out, as John says. And as Paul says, the dead in Christ will rise first. Now, the believers have always known that it'll happen sometime and in some way, but just how is a mystery. I mean, after all, Job wrote about it, and his are just about the oldest words in the Bible, written probably at the time of Abraham. And, of course, it was repeated over and over again after that. As, for example, Isaiah, 700 years before the time of Christ, in Isaiah 25, he will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. But that's a mystery how death would be destroyed. Well, in the resurrection of Christ, this mystery is resolved. And so Paul writes in our text for today, 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 57. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead shall be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're not just talking about dying and going to heaven, living eternally in heaven. We're talking about the resurrection. The reality of heaven, and we'd have to say of hell for the damned, is experienced at the moment that our souls no longer dwell in our bodies, at the moment we call physical death. We here experience one side of this mystery whenever somebody we know dies. They're here, and then they're gone. They're not here anymore. It's a mystery where they have gone in the sense that we can't see it ourselves. The only reason we know the answer to this mystery is because God has revealed it in his word. He's revealed that death leads to judgment, as we read in Hebrews chapter 9. It's appointed unto man for it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. And so, on the basis of that, Jesus was able to tell the believing criminal next to him on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And the preacher of Ecclesiastes reflected, "The dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it." Returns to God for judgment, according to whether we possess the righteousness of God or not. Now, at that point, that can be a little scary. Do you have the righteousness of God? That was something that caused Luther no end of fear. And how many people before and after, when we discover that it is the righteousness of God that we need to stand in the presence of God. And we look at our lives and we realize that in and of ourselves, we do not have that righteousness. The law is a scary thing. It's unequivocal. If anyone ever sins, they are damned. And the law has never been repealed. The good news isn't that God changed his mind. The good news isn't that he says, "Oh, just kidding." The good news isn't that he says, I didn't really mean it. No, the good news is that his law was, in all its insistent perfection, fulfilled by Jesus himself. As though he were you, he lived that perfect life. And so now Scripture tells us there is a righteousness from God, a righteousness that is yours, a righteousness from God that is by faith. For it is the righteousness of Christ that becomes yours. As we read earlier, God made him to be sin for us. He who knew no sin. Well, that's what we gave him. What did he give us? Well, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So it is that people do die and face judgment, and by God's grace through faith possess the righteousness that they need. But that's still not all. That happened to Christ. You know, that's what happened on Good Friday. He died, his body was laid to rest, and his soul went up to heaven with the criminals, remember? But that is not all. Our hope isn't just that Jesus is alive in heaven. Our hope is that Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus isn't just carrying out some sort of holding action against our old enemy, death. Rather, death is swallowed up in victory. Those who are alive at the last day, well, death is dead at that last day. Death is swallowed up. And so they will not die, but will be changed to be like those who are resurrected from the dead, because death is swallowed up in victory. And those who are resurrected, we're told, will be like him and his glorious body, because death is swallowed up in victory. And what is Jesus like? We get just a glimpse of it in those 40 days that he appeared to his disciples after his resurrection. He's imperishable. He cannot die. He is immortal. He lives forever, suited to the new heavens and the new earth. And we shall be too, for death is swallowed up in victory. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. He's the first to die, never to die again. Unlike Lazarus and others who were brought to life, who were given a mortal body again, Christ is risen into immortality because death is swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.